News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
15 people have been killed and at least 35 injured after a car ploughed into a crowd on Bourbon Street in New Orleans on New Year's Eve. And US-based journalist Harriet Alexander joins us this morning. Harriet, the latest that we've got a name now on the alleged perpetrator, and also there is this belief that he has not or was not been acting alone.
Yes, that's right. So we know that he is 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabba. He is from Texas. He was a member of the US Army, and he had been married at least twice, had at least three children. Relatives are saying that he became radicalized in the last year or so. He was found to have an ISIS flag flying in the truck, the police have confirmed. And yes, the police said yesterday that they do not believe he acted alone. Surveillance footage in New Orleans showed at least four people planting improvised explosive devices around the French Quarter, and they are now, of course, looking for those other people.
Okay. Harriet, obviously this attack took place when the system of bollards that actually protects people on Bourbon Street and that area, that kind of touristy area, from attacks of this nature, with a car being able to drive down those streets, it was out of commission, I believe, for sort of repair work in the run up to the Super Bowl. But there's no suggestion that that was known by the terrorists, or that in some way implies sort of insider information or anything like that.
No, I mean, these bollards have been broken for quite a long time. And the governor yesterday admitted, you know, we have a problem and we're aware of that. We're going to put it right. It's not known yet whether he recce'd the site, whether he'd traveled to New Orleans in the weeks before to have a look and saw this vulnerability, as it was. But if you see the footage, yes, there is a police car parked at the end of this pedestrianized street, and he just drives around it.
Yeah, that's probably one of the most, well, apart from obviously the shocking footage of people being mowed down with the truck, but also that was quite shocking too. Maybe a last question. Obviously, there's been an explosion as well in Las Vegas. A Tesla Cybertruck has exploded outside Donald Trump's hotel there, a truck containing fuel and fireworks. I know that's been investigated. Elon Musk has said that it's nothing to do with the truck per se. Do we believe that there is any linkage? I know that's being looked into between these two events, a truck exploding in Las Vegas and this attack in New Orleans.
Right. It's very early days with that. But there are some initial reports coming out suggesting that it could be. First, of course, everyone thought that it was just a sort of malfunction of the truck. But Musk, as you said, no, that's extremely unlikely. It's now confirmed to NBC News that the person who was driving the truck, the Cybertruck, Matthew Leivelsberger, he served at the same military base as the terrorist who was responsible for the New Orleans attack. So perhaps there is a connection. That's what they're looking into urgently, but it's too soon to say.
Thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is US-based journalist Harriet Alexander. Extraordinary stuff there, Shane.
That is incredible that they both served on the same base.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.